Jessica Genovese, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So excited about singing later on the show. Keeps talking about it.
Yeah. I know. I really wish I had a forewarning before I came on today.
You did.
What do you mean?
It wasn't enough.
9:56.
I needed to mentally prepare on my drive in here.
It's better. Our first rapper, Jeremy.
I'm so excited.
First rapper.
I can't wait.
20-year-old rapper on the show.
I dig it.
She's young. She's energetic.
Ambitious.
We found out that she rents, has a boyfriend, and has cats and dogs, and she's a rapper. We're learning all about. We're learning all about you.
I'm like the new star of the show.
We gotta hear. We gotta hear.
Well, that's it. You're assuming there are stars on the show, and we're trying to figure out where the star is. And you've obviously anointed yourself the star. We're fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. Totally okay.
Cool.
And when I run for Northbrook Village president, might need a host, or you might...
I will be there for you.
Okay,
for sure.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, we got that problem solved.
Yep. Hey, Phil. I was wondering about that.
we got 3 years to worry about.
I thought that,
We got a long run.
We got a long run.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPost call, text, and phone line. What are you getting calls for? Is it broken pipes? Is it mold? What is it? Fires? Because gas lines and everything else. Crazy
things. I think mold and water are primarily our biggest calls that we get, especially this time of year. It's really just tragic what happens in a home when a pipe bursts. Specifically, there's so many ways that you can get water damage. Right, a leaky toilet, kitchen faucet's been leaking. You don't know about it. You go under there, you see damage to your cabinet. Toilet overflows, forget to shut off the bathtub, your sump pump fails. So there's a number of ways that your house can get water damage, primarily in the wintertime with this type of weather.
We had a listener, remember this one?
Mm-hmm.
The guy upstairs. Guy upstairs didn't turn something happened in the sink in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it kept running right down into our listener's apartment.
Yep.
Major damage.
I've dealt with that often.
He asked if there was an overflow on a kitchen sink, which I had never seen because typically a kitchen sink's pretty big. You don't need an overflow for it.
Right.
And he's like, I just want to get this for my neighbor so it doesn't happen again.
That's one of the craziest stories.
I've dealt with that often. That gets really tricky too because, the person who's gotten the damage doesn't want to pay for it. They go to their insurance company, and then the insurance company's chasing the tenant above, and it's a really huge mess to deal with a situation like that.
So picture this. Our insurance broker had water damage. He called me last week and said, hey,
I got water.
In his home, in his personal home, right? Can't figure it out. And I was like, hey, you got to call a plumber, right? I mean, it sounds like a plumbing leak, so call a plumber. They're going to open it up, and then, we'll go from there. Calls a plumber. I know that the steps are really calling insurance? A restoration company, right?
Well, the first thing really you want to do is call a plumber. Shut your water off. Especially if it's like a pipe burst. Shut the water off.
Sure.
Stop the water from running and then call a plumber to fix it. And then like our team restoration is going to come in.
They got it. The restoration company guts it and everything. And they're trying to identify this leak and they can't figure it out. Where did it come from? On the exterior wall, he has plumbing vents that come from his vanity. And the installers of the siding, they did not hit any stud. You could see nails around all the plywood. Mm. And they shot a nail through the PVC drain. But because it got so cold, it busted. Which, their house is 15 years old. So this problem's been since their house was installed.
Wow.
And it just happened right now, which is completely wild, right? Yeah. What are the chances?
It's the temperature. I mean,
that's wild.
Actually, a job we're working on right now, something under the sink burst. They were gone for about an hour and two floors of damage. Whole first floor is completely, you got to tear out the kitchen, went to the basement.
1 hour.
They had hardwood flooring and all the stain went through the subfloor and now all the carpet just has wood floor stain everywhere. Plumber came out, fixed the situation. We're in the middle of drying and demolition, getting all the saturated materials out. And I got a text at 10 p.m. from, I always tell people, call, text, whatever you need to. And I got a text at 10 p.m. The customer's like, oh my God, we just had another pipe burst in our garage.
Wow.
So I was like, oh my goodness, want to look at your phone that late just in case. Wow. But
is that two separate claims?
It is two separate claims. But actually, I don't know why, but this, it's a townhome association, and they had a laundry tub and piping installed in the garage without any insulation around it. So I don't even know how that passed code, actually.
It does not.
But the main thing that you really have to think about is, what is your first step when you have that type of water? One, get the plumbing fixed immediately so you could turn your water back on, you know. And two, start drying. You know, you want to start drying. And
is it call the insurance company or is it call the restoration company? Like, what step happens? Obviously, plumber, right? If it's water.
Sure.
Or, fire department if it's fire.
Can you paraphrase your question? Because it's a great question.
I'll try it. So what do homeowners do? They're obviously calling the home service provider that can fix the problem, right? If I had a fire, I'm calling the fire department. If I had a pipe leak, mold, obviously, that's a different one because mold.
Well, water damage causes mold.
Of course, if left unattended, exactly. For sure. So are they calling you before they call their insurance provider, or do they call their insurance provider before they call you? Like, what's the best steps?
I think it's just, it depends on the situation. You know, sometimes we get a call and they're like, a lot of times homeowners have dealt with like a basement flood, so they kind of understand the way that this process works. So, you know, we just had a pipe burst come in last week. She's like, I already called my insurance company. I see your trucks everywhere and we're just going to use you. So I just told my insurance company we're using Aloha Restoration.
Got it.
Right. We have some customers that call and they're like, we have no idea. Like, what to even do.
They just bought a house.
So we come out and, you know, I want to assess the damage because most homeowners, you know, in your insurance policy, because normally when you have such a huge loss, it's something you'd want to claim on your insurance. One, you want to make sure you even have that insurance coverage. I mean, one of the most important things is basement floods. You would be so surprised how many policies leave out coverage for a failed sump pump.
Almost all of them.
Almost all of them. Or they have a $10,000 limit or a $25,000 limit. And I will just say an average 1,200 square foot basement is going to be to tear down and redo probably $40,000, maybe 50, depending on what type of materials you got down there.
Could be more.
60, So I think as a homeowner, it's really important to understand what coverage you have on your policy. So when a loss happens, you can be comfortable and know that you're covered.
So one of the things that happens with us, Jess, is that when one of our clients calls us and says, hey, there's something wrong with the floor, they're warping, they're cupping, we're not sure, we don't see any water, we'll actually come out and we'll put a moisture meter on that floor, mm-hmm. and we'll say, you know, there's water under the floor, we can tell.
Yeah.
We're pinging it about an inch below the surface. You know, if that cupping or buckling is happening in front of a refrigerator or a dishwasher, in some cases, there's a leak happening behind.
Yep.
The homeowner never sees water.
You never see it.
We'll actually tell them, listen, you have to reach out to your insurance adjuster. You have to start the process. In some cases, you know, we'll actually, you know, kind of remove that section of flooring just so that people can see what's going on. And then somebody like Aloha would come in, take over that whole drying mitigation. And then we're then brought back in to restore the floor.
Yeah. I mean, I think one thing to definitely consider is, you know, you have your deductible, and you know, there's times where there's a toilet leak or a dishwasher leak, and if you know your deductible is $3,000 or $4,000 and you are responsible to pay that $3,000 to $4,000 on your insurance claim and the scope of work is only $5,000, I'll tell the customer, like, if you open a claim, now I'm not an insurance adjuster, right, but I know enough about it that either way, you're paying $4,000 towards this deductible. If it's $5,000, it's up to you to actually just pay out of pocket. But when you're talking about a pipe burst where you've got three floors of damage, I mean, there is no pipe burst that I know of that is under $100,000 worth of damage, you know, because you got three floors. Before we even start demolition, a pack-out company's got to come take all your furniture out, clean all your furniture, pack up everything out of those cabinets, out of the laundry room. That alone is expensive, and then something to think of too is how long the process takes. You know, as soon as demolition is complete, you've got a torn apart house, and oftentimes homeowners are relocated by their insurance company, and sometimes the insurance company takes, I'm not even joking, 8 to 12 weeks just to send a customer a check or approve the scope of work. And a lot of times what the insurance companies do that we fight with our customers towards the insurance companies is they're like, oh yeah, yeah, this is all going to cost about $40,000. Here's your check. Claim is closed. And a lot of homeowners are like, oh my God, we only have $40,000 to do these repairs, and we're getting estimates from contractors that are $90,000, mm-hmm. right? So don't be afraid when you get your first claim paperwork from your insurance provider. Keep in mind that if you work with a professional like us, we can help actually make sure it's getting covered.
Phone number?
847-865-5664.